This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying the wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade, the President of the European Council Antonio Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra, Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra, Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30 tableau from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. These tableau showcased the cultural diversity of the country by exhibiting a unique mix of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. A tri-services tableau showing replicas of major weapon systems used by the Indian military during Operation Sindoor was one of the key attractions at the parade. The Republic Day is also celebrated across the country. In Rajasthan, Governor Haribhau Bagade unfurled the national flag and took the salute of the ceremonial parade in state-level function organized in Jaipur. In Odisha, Governor Haribabu Kampapati today unfurled the national flag at the state-level Republic Day celebrations held at Mahatma Gandhi Marg in Bhubaneswar. In Rajasthan, Governor Haribhau Bagade unfurled the national flag and took the salute of the ceremonial parade in the state-level function organized at SMS Stadium in Jaipur. In Gujarat, the flag was hoisted by Governor Acharya Devrat in Vav Tharad district. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel was also present on this occasion. Sikkim also joined the celebration of the Republic Day at Palzor Stadium, Gangtok. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers have extended greetings to the citizens in India and abroad on the occasion of the Republic Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to countrymen on the occasion of Republic Day. In a social media post, he wished that the occasion renew energy and enthusiasm in the citizens of the nation to build a developed nation. The Indian diaspora across the world celebrated India's 77th Republic Day with enthusiasm at Indian missions abroad, where the national tricolour was unfurled and patriotic fervour was on full display. In Beijing, Indian Ambassador Pradeep Kumar Rawat unfurled the tricolour and read excerpts from President Draupadi Murmu's address. The celebrations featured chants of Vande Mataram and Bharat Mata Ki Jai. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio extended Republic Day greetings to India, highlighting India-U.S. close cooperation on defense, energy, critical minerals, and emerging technologies to our multi-layered engagement through the Quad. The U.S.-India relationship delivers real results for our two countries and for the Indo-Pacific region. The Republic Day was celebrated in Dhaka, Bangladesh, with enthusiasm and patriotic fervour today at the High Commission of India. Members of the Indian community took part in large numbers in the celebrations at the Chancery Building. In United States, a massive winter storm has knocked out power to over a million, disrupted tens of thousands of flights and left 7 people dead as dangerous cold and snow swept from the south to the northeast. And that is the end of this news bulletin.